You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell live from our favorite spot, Hooters Mall of Georgia. It is the Taj Mahal Hooters, and we are going to be here over the next 3 days, guys, as we finish up our camp run. It has been our residency, Mike Bell. We've had a lot of fun, so if you don't have a chance to come today, you've got tomorrow and Wednesday to come hang out with us. We would love to get a chance to see you. We've got a lot to talk about, guys. What an incredible weekend it was. We saw our Falcons in their first preseason game. But we turned the page quickly this week because the Titans are in town and they're going to work out with the Falcons tomorrow and Wednesday, joint practices before our game Friday. Mike Bell, what did we learn about our team this weekend?
Did we say hey man yet?
No, we have not.
Man, we're rusty. It's been
no,
a long weekend.
No. I was just going to get into it and then get back to it. But we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man.
No, the guy was over. See the guys eating the wings over there? He was confused.
Ow.
Al was like, what's going on? Where's the hey man? He was looking at it like, where's the payoff, Joe?
It's coming, brother.
He was sitting there like, where was it at?
I'm just grabbing you. It's cool. We're right here. We got you.
We
don't
got
worry.
You. In the moment, right here.
What did we learn about our team then?
Well, our offensive line that is not starting is not real good. They had a hard time going forward. Center position was so bad they had to go get another center. We'll get into that in detail. I love what I saw from James Pierce Jr. Now, some are going to say, well, he didn't do anything on the stat sheet. Were you watching? Are you watching? Because he was double teaming. They had a tight end. They had a bunch of guys kind of chipping him. And I went back and looked it up and saw apparently one of the Lions websites say that they were interested in James Pierce Jr., Carl.
Really?
When we snuck back into the first round. And apparently Dan Campbell was very high on him. So his staff was acutely aware of James Pierce Jr. There you go. That's Dan Campbell's music. And that's
that sounded like some Dan Campbell music.
That's right. We're going to go bite some knees and we're going to hit you in the nuts. But yeah, it's just – so he did, I think, show that he can be disruptive and then free up other people like Arnold Ebiketie. And I thought Arnold had probably a really good game. And I did think we've got, Carl, with Dorless, more depth now on the edge or the defensive line than we've had in years for this team. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, man, look, the unfortunate incident that obviously suspended this game is one thing. It's what we learned about the team before that happened. And there were enough plays and enough time to kind of figure some of the stuff out that Mike's talking about. Listen, James Pierce, if he's as good as we think he is, it's not always going to be about him getting sacks. To Mike's point, it's going to be about him creating opportunities for other guys. Now, do we have the other guys? You know, we've been saying this about Arnold Ebiketie. He needs help. He's a guy that can play. He's shown up. He gets sacks. But we need other guys. And so for James, that's going to be a part of this season, guys. It's not always going to be him dominating. But if he is attracting two players, Mike, to try to block him, then somebody else has got to go make a play. I agree the depth is there. I thought the quarterbacks, the backup guys, because we didn't see Penix and Cousins. We knew that going in. But I thought the backups did really well. And the thing about it is, defensively, did you feel good about what you saw? Because we saw different rotations. And you're going to hear Mike and I's conversation coming up with DeMarco Helms, who I thought kind of put a stamp on this game.
Man, he had a huge hit, and you obviously, you know, we're a little biased, but I thought it was a clean hit. To me, it was all shoulder pads. It looked perfect. I mean, it's everything you want to see in an NFL now. We talk about it with him. The strike zone, you got to be so wary of, obviously, head-to-head contact. We saw what happened with the Maurice Norris hit, and that was just kind of a freak, obviously, incident. But I love Helms. He was one of our favorite players 2 years ago. And, of course, he got hurt last year on IR, and now he's bouncing back. So he's coming in with some obviously, Carl, with bad intentions to get noticed by this coaching staff.
Yeah, and look, the competition is stiff for Helms to earn a job. And you'll hear him talk about the group back there. We're talking about, obviously, Jesse Bates. We know he's starting. They went and signed Fuller. They drafted Xavier Watts. Henry Black they signed. Josh Thompson is also competing for a job. So there's a bunch of guys there, and we're not sure how that's going to shake out. But, Mike, here's the deal. You said it. Get noticed, right? Get right. noticed. That's all you – and if he does that, he played a bunch of special teams plays for us a couple years ago in 23. He played a lot of special teams. So there is a place potentially on this roster for Helms. But obviously he wants to be on the defense and start for this team if possible. But the competition is stiff. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you thought. Guys were hitting us up over the weekend. What did you think about this, that, and the other? Bottom line is, as we go through this preseason, and hopefully, and I said this to Mike, because I think, guys, what we're going to get over the next 2 days, and Mike and I will be your eyes and ears for those of you who don't make it up, we're going to see the ones, our ones versus their ones. And we're talking about the Titans. And if Coach Raheem Morris and his staff gets enough work in with our quarterbacks, I'm not even sure if we're going to see them on Friday against the Titans.
Right.
Because this is the purpose of these joint practices. So I'd love to sit here and tell you on a Monday, yeah, you get a chance to see Penix on Friday if you're going to the game. I can't sit here and tell you that because, Mike, that may happen over the next couple of days.
Right, and it was something we were talking about with the guys. Literally rolled into Hooters, and everybody's on it. I know you. I heard you. I caught some of the national show on the weekend, and you're saying the same thing. If you got Andy Reid starting Patrick Mahomes, if you've got guys around, I mean, elite guys, and guys that have dealt with injuries like a Joe Burrow, and they feel it's important and incumbent that they get those reps and get into a rhythm before the season starts, how the heck do you not? And as you brought up on the national show, Raheem worked with Sean McVay. That's Sean right. McVay doesn't play the starters, and I think Ra is kind of vibing that. We do a lot of 11-on-11, but 11-on-11 where you can't hit the quarterback is not the real thing.
It's not.
You know, and I understand that. You want to mitigate injury. We talked about our offensive line. One area which I thought we're okay in because we love to see Storm Norton. He was back out there today, but kind of limited. But Storm Norton was back out.
That was good, too. You're right.
Missing a bunch of time. They had Javon Gwynn goes in when you have the second-team offensive line. He was not good. So bad that they brought in a guy named Jake Hansen. Jake's been in the league for about 5 years out of Oregon. Played for the Packers. Played for the Jets. Carl, he started 14 games in his career. You'll recognize him wearing number 72. Got a ponytail. Always like a lineman with a ponytail. But anyway, he's the dude that'll try to maybe secure that job behind Neusel because Gwynn, I'm not trying to pick on him directly, but offensive line could not run the football.
No, we had issues up front. And look, I'm not going to, you know, state what this team or what this offensive line, specifically the second and third team guys are, after one preseason game, even after just a few snaps. But that was concerning only from the standpoint that this is what you got to be able to do. You want to be able to open up holes. A guy just asked me, guys, what did you think about Jalen Walker? I really didn't see a whole lot. He had an assisted tackle, to Mike's point. He was out there. I think all the rookies we drafted got a chance to play.
Right.
But if you're asking me, did they pop? No. I didn't see Jalen Walker make a play or two that went the wow play. Or, for example, the Helms, you know, putting his helmet down and going to knock a guy out. That didn't happen. But it doesn't mean, and again, don't want to be too judgmental here, Mike, that Jalen Walker didn't do his job. Did I see him at one point trying to keep contained, get turned around? Yeah, but I also think all those practices he's missed is part of this right. development. We've said this. He missed a lot of time in those first 2 weeks. He's worked his way back, but it was good to see him on the field.
And that's, you know, one of the things that we brought up. When you got the hamstring injury, which lingers, the only thing you can save that up is rest. So he's missing valuable reps. Same goes for Xavier Watts. Really haven't seen Xavier Watts do anything in practice.
This is true.
Because he's also been banged up and nursing kind of a lingering injury, as it were. So the staff's being a little bit protective. Today, by the way, Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry, also out of practice for the veteran kind of rest thing. Which is cool, but this goes back to your point. We don't have our whole offensive line playing together. They're out of practice. I presume they're going to be up against Tennessee this week.
They have to.
I just would like to see, and guys, how do you define success? I don't know. What I saw from Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, looked like the friggin' regular season. Like it's friggin' fantasy football. Boom, 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 right down the field. Score two. All right, I'm out.
Get out of here.
And if Penix can do that and look like he's comfortable and make the reads, Mike Mix missed on some throws today, some deep balls, some that he kind of overthrew. Also did his typical stuff with Drake London today, which looked great. Again, Carl, another Falcons practice. Bijan making half the team miss. Right? That's some of the things we took out from today.
Yeah, and it was not full pads today. Obviously, that's going to happen over the next couple of days as they go, you know, head-to-head with the Titans. And, look, this is going to be – they got to get working. That's just, you'll hear coaches talk about this. They're trying to get – their best on our best and trying to get as much real football, situational football in. Red zone, third down. Can we execute? Can we score? Like, these are the, and it will be a real game situation, even though it's going to be practice. But, Mike, you're right. I mean, today, I thought they worked on some things. It was a little bit looser than what we've seen, only because, right, again, they weren't in full pads coming off of the first preseason game. But they also know they're going to go hard over the next couple of days, and then they got to turn right back around and play a preseason game, and they need to have guys available,
right,
for that.
I mean, because of the situation, look, I don't fault them. I think everybody around the NFL world and the sports world is saying, you know, kudos to Raheem Morris and Dan Campbell for using common sense and saying, let's get this game over with.
Big time.
Let's get out of here after the hit to Maurice Norris, who is doing well. He's in the concussion protocol, but, I mean, when players see a guy, I didn't see the video, but the reports it was convulsions, and so that just shakes everybody up. And I just thought it was, you know, brilliant. Just look, let's get out of here. Let's not have these guys try to refocus after that happened. So you didn't get all the work you wanted for your other guys. And today, as you said, it's kind of the quiet before the storm, calm before the storm, because we get this. We had a couple of years ago down against Miami, where it was really a raucous practice. So looking forward to seeing what these guys do. But I do, to your point, I hope it's still not becoming a substitute for seeing these guys all start on Friday night.
Yeah. And you know, again, I'm biased, man. I just think a lot of coaches have changed their mindset to how to go about this. And when you're talking about the upper echelon coaches in the league, figuring this out and saying, if my guy wants to play, I'm going to allow him to play. Like Mike said, a series, whatever it might be, to get some work in. I just don't see anything wrong with that. You guys can tell us what you think. 404-726-0929. You can also find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929 as we broadcast live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. We'll be here today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday. We mentioned we talked to DeMarco Helms. That interview's coming up here in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned. Very entertaining, and more importantly, find out about his journey to Alabama, man. We kind of forget, Mike, he played for Nick Saban,
right,
was a very good safety at Alabama, and then drafted by us. And as we said, when you miss a year in the National Football League, guys, I don't care who you are, it sets you back. And so he is working his way back. And also, it was an ankle. This was not, you know, one of those – it was one of those weird injuries where he got hurt last year, and we were all like, oh, he'll be out a few weeks. And it was a season-ending injury.
Right.
So he had to rehab literally the entire offseason or the entire season to get ready for this year's camp. But he's finally back and looking like he's healthy and, as I said, made an impact, at least had some wow moments in that first preseason game. But, Mike, he's got a lot of upside.
Right. And I guess, look, it's only preseason. We're going to talk all about the other camps around the NFL coming up at 3 o'clock. But what do you want from your preseason? Well, you want your guy to look good. I mean, the Shedeur Sanders thing obviously going to get so much hype and attention, but he didn't spit the bit. He made great throws. He made great reads. He made athletic plays. He made really veteran-type throws. Same thing goes for Easton Stick. If by chance we get...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kirk Cousins off the roster. I mean, maybe you feel a little bit better because at least, again, albeit preseason, Easton looked good. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
If we're talking about Easton Stick going like, you know, 3-for-10 and a fumble, not good. He was good.
Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us. Daily Download's on the way. Yeah, we know. The Braves took 4-5 from the Marlins. And, oh, he's finally hitting.
Oh.
So we'll give him some credit.
Oh.
We'll get to that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.